And the best way of explaining this, and I love how the book goes through this, is that to the Lumiere, the camera was essentially a recording instrument, and for Méliès, it was a magical apparatus for playing with the marvelous. You know, it's just fun, little writing. Makes you want to put on a top hat and do a little dance. But they're right. Méliès saw this as a transportation to a different world, which, I mean, is pretty spectacular given, like, his most popular film being A Trip to the Moon was literally exactly that. It was a polar opposite of what the Lumiere brothers were making a killing off of. Don't you guys want to see a woman water her plants in downtown Paris? Or do you want to see freaky little alien men and they're also in color? The choice is simple. You go with the fetish one. The aliens, I mean. They go on to kind of explain some of the terminology of the book, which is the distinction between the fantastic and the marvelous. Although at times tenuous and difficult to grasp, is important to an understanding of surrealism. The fantastic may be defined as that which accepts the conventions of realism while bringing them into question or going beyond them, so that we are unsure of the ground of reality in which we're standing. In contrast, the marvelous refuses the realist demand for verisimilitude and reconciles or holds in tension the contradiction between real and imaginary, making it propitious to the determining of the supreme point that was surrealism's aim. Do you actually need to know this to understand surrealism? Nope. Do you need to have ridiculous claims like this to get your book published? Yep. This book goes on to talk about a man by the name of Louis Filliard. They mention that he's an unlikely surrealist hero. He's a politically conservative Catholic royalist, a group of people who famously have never done anything wrong throughout history. He became a force in French cinema around 1908, and when appointed ahead of the production of the Gaumont, he ended up making literally 700 films between 1906 and 1925. Filliard, and Georges Méliès ended up kind of getting blended together to create the ultra-cinematic being in Martin Scorsese's often-forgotten-about movie, Hugo. You know, they even talk about how his films got turned to the tips of women's high heels. His cinema was that forgotten about that it's literally walked upon. You know, just incredibly, incredibly floral writing. And, you know, God, you all know that I'm an absolute sucker for that type of stuff. Book goes on to talk about how Filliard's films might be taken up to illustrate Mandeville's Fable of the Bees as interpreted by Marx in Critique of a Political Economy, which goes on to say that the criminal produces an impression now moral, now tragic, and renders a service by arousing the moral and aesthetic sentiments of the public. It also goes on to say that the criminal interrupts the monotony of the day-to-day security of bourgeois life. That's the whole point of the criminal. It's not the fact that they're doing crime. It's the fact that they're interrupting the society that looks down upon it. Which just kind of fits more and more into the general argument of surrealism as a countercultural movement. Less a philosophy, more railing against a society that's trying to control the artists within it. This goes on to say that the surrealists liked Filliard precisely because he was able to address a popular audience without being patronizing, but without also being trivial. They had, in fact, grown up with his films. In order to understand the surrealists that we're going to be talking about for the next few weeks, we have to understand the bedrock that their cinema is built on top of. And like it or not, it's going to be the works of Filliard and Georges Méliès. Yes, they are arcane, they're barbaric-looking films now, but at the time, I mean, this is completely overturning general thought on its head. You know, these were people who 100 years before this were reading books about these novellas that were overly romantic, and it was just letters that lovers would write back and forth to each other, and that was transporting you to a different world. And then you get someone like a Georges Méliès who just takes you there, you know? This was mind-blowing shit, and it's genuinely fun to study this stuff, to understand why the movement exploded as fast as it did, and more importantly, why it's had the cultural staying power that it's had this entire time.
To subscribe to the Mr. Maludis podcast, go to patreon.com/MrMaludis. You get project updates. You get to vote on what Maludis appear on the show. And you get one extra episode per week. Oh, to be alive at this time.